You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My dear brother, my dear sister, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. So today let's talk about comparison. We all do it. We scroll through social media, we walk through life, and something in us whispers, they're ahead of me, they have more, why not me, blah blah. But Imam Ali alayhi salam gives us gentle healing shift in perspective. Look often at those whom you have been favored over, for that is one of the gateways to gratitude. I repeat, look often at those whom you have been favored over, for that is one of the gateways to gratitude. Let's unpack that. If you're always looking up the ladder, if you're always looking up the ladder and at who's richer, smarter, more successful, you'll often feel lacking. But if you take a moment to look downward to those struggling more than you or walking a harder path, you'll start to feel thankful. This isn't about ignoring suffering or being arrogant. It's about realizing I have blessings I've been blind to. The Quran echoes this. If you are grateful, I will surely increase you in blessings, Allah says. If you are grateful, I will surely increase you. And so gratitude is a magnet for more. Is a magnet for more. Not just more stuff, but more peace, more joy, more clarity, more integrity. So psychologists call it upward versus downward comparison. Upward comparison often breeds envy, pressure, and anxiety. But downward comparison, when done with humility, can increase contentment and compassion. And here is the key. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's missing to what's already there. So next time you feel behind, pause and look with new eyes. Eyes that see the health you have, the people who love you, the peace in your room, the strength you didn't know you carried. Gratitude doesn't mean your life is perfect. It means you've decided to see the good that's already there. Because as Imam Ali alayhi salam taught, gratitude begins with where you choose to look. So look around you, see what you already have, and thank God for every and each of them. They're not little, they're not kind of too little for you to thank for. So are you a grateful person towards Allah so that Allah will give you more? That's a question you should ask yourself every day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.